With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Agogo FPSO, one of the most advanced oil production vessels, will make a short stop at the port of Walvis Bay on the 8th of May for technical maintenance before heading to Angola, built for Azule Energy by Yinson Production. The vessel can process about 120,000 barrels of oil per day and includes cutting-edge carbon-reducing technologies. The pit stop shows Namibia's growing role in regional energy and logistics. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa is setting up a judicial commission of inquiry to establish whether attempts were made to prevent the investigation or prosecution of apartheid-era crimes. The move, according to Reuters, is the outcome of settlement talks in a court case brought by families of the victims of political killings and disappearances that happened decades ago, who say post-apartheid governments never properly investigated those crimes. From elsewhere, the U.S. is urging Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo to sign a peace deal at the White House in about 2 months, alongside mineral agreements that could attract billions in Western investment. Reuters reports that this comes as Rwandan-backed M23 rebels make advances in eastern Congo, though Rwanda denies any involvement. Both countries are expected to submit draft peace proposals as part of U.S.-led efforts to end the war. And the United States and Ukraine have signed a long-awaited minerals deal, giving Washington access to Kyiv's rare earth minerals under the U.S.-Ukraine Reconstruction Investment Fund. Kyiv will retain full control over its natural resources. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
The Ukrainians appear to believe that there will be some level of backing from the U.S. when it comes to security. But essentially, this deal is based on the U.S. having access to the proceeds of Ukraine's rare earth minerals, and in return, a joint U.S.-Ukraine investment fund will be opened in Ukraine. Donald Trump has always described himself as a deal maker. He's been impatient about the fact that this deal has not yet been signed, so he'll no doubt be pleased it finally has been inked, and he'll be hoping that it will help to move those peace talks along between Ukraine and Russia. Now this part is sorted out. He'll be hoping it gives impetus to those peace talks where there is yet to be agreement.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.